just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again. Standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Okay. Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels. It is Sunday, September 18th, 2016. And today's topic is refund, money-back guarantee, or is it? You know, when I first read this, I said, what? How can anyone in an industry that has a 5% profit margin, kills 1% of its customers, earns 10% of its revenue doing that, afford to give a refund? Further, the same industry harms 25% of all its customers. Even if 5% or 20% of the people harmed received a full refund, they would fold. They would close up. It would be the end. So the question then is, what's going on? How does this work? So I said to myself, I've got to read this. I've got to take a look at this and see, well, what they're talking about. And as always, we go to Medscape Family Medicine. This is the international news service for medicine, headquartered, of course, in the United States, and it disseminates the standard of care throughout the world, yes. And so on July 25th, 2016, they had an article, should patients get a money-back guarantee? Should they? Well, I think that's the least they should get. And so here's what they say about the money-back guarantee. It says, it sounds like a pitch from one of those late-night infomercials. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. But it's no joke. It is a promise from one of the nation's pioneering health systems, Geisinger. So far, the Danville, Pennsylvania-based not-for-profit integrated health services organization. Now, let's put this English, these terms in English. So, not-for-profit means the profits are distributed in high salaries. So that's not-for-profit. Integrated means it's a combination of an insurance company and a provider of healthcare services. That's important to know. So they have refunded at least $100,000 to some 100 patients who were unhappy with the service or care they received. The refunds have covered the gamut of complaints, from long waits in the emergency department to unappetizing hospital meals to disagreements with physicians over care plans. Now, it's critical to understand the nature of these complaints. None of them was a complaint based on harm or damage. So we'll understand later on why. A refund is a radical idea in healthcare, so radical that a handful of major health plans preferred not to comment on Geisinger's program or conceded off the record to a faintness of heart due to legal and other concerns. Now, of course, the faintness of heart is due to, now they say legal and other concerns, but due to the financial, devastating financial ramifications. Now, if you're a physician, you're treating patients day in, day out, day in, day out, and you have to give a money-back guarantee, you're like, well, wait a minute. Fewer than 10% of the people I care for get better, so how can I afford to give a money-back guarantee? And so it's understandable why a lot of people in the healthcare industry might be a little skittish about this. It's basically kind of a nutty idea, said Daniel Callahan, a co-founder and president emeritus. President emeritus means that he's basically retired, and he's the only one that has time to give comments on things like this, of the Hastings Center, a nonpartisan bioethics research institute. It has the potential for being a pretty messy business all the way around, he said. That's a pretty vague, unscientific negative remark, a pretty messy business all the way around. And later on we're going to see what is so messy about it. Now, Geisinger, chief executive officer, says that when he first began discussing the refund notion with peers, that means, I guess, other chief executive officers, they were dubious. Almost 9 months into the program, called Proven Experience, they think we're nuts still, Dr. Feinberg told Medscape News. He's undaunted. Our industry is ripe for disruption. Now, what does disruption mean? Disruption means basically turning something upside down and permanently changing how business is done. For example, the cell phone was disruptive when it came to communications. It wasn't a better telephone. It was basically a whole new way of communicating. He wants to upend a system that he views as too provider-centered. He notes that, just as in retail, healthcare consumers have increasingly more choice, and those consumers are shouldering more costs. Well, wait a minute. We had Obamacare, so the consumers would not be shouldering costs. So now they're shouldering more costs, giving them a reason to be choosier about where they spend their dollars, said Dr. Feinberg. So we have here a little interesting confession that Obamacare is not indeed lessening the burden on really anyone. Certainly not on the consumers. Okay. So to him, that boils down to creating a model in which the customer is always satisfied. Dr. Feinberg often cites Starbucks as an inspiration. If you don't like your latte, the barista will make it again. No questions asked. The Starbucks, however, is not in the business of giving customers their money back. They don't do that. Dr. Feinberg is certain Geisinger won't be opening its wallet too often. It's not going to cost us a lot of money. And in a little bit, I will show you exactly why it won't be costing a lot of money. When you give a warranty or guarantee, you can either do it because you're really good and you're not going to have to give anything back, or you have a really bad product. Now, this makes absolutely no sense, right? Because if you give a warranty on a really bad product, then you're going to go out of business honoring your warranty. So this is a totally nonsensical remark from Dr. Feinberg, which is okay. But I went to business school at Wharton. They laughed and laughed and laughed at the financial reasoning that doctors came up with. And of course, one classic joke is, if the doctor is losing money on each patient, what should he do? Answer, see more patients and make it up on volume. Of course, the joke is, he'll just get deeper in debt. So when you give a warranty, you can either do it because you're really good and you're not going to have to give anything back. And there's another reason why you don't have to give anything back, because maybe it's not a true refund. And we're going to get to that pretty soon. In Geisinger's case, the money-back guarantee is a show of confidence, said Dr. Feinberg. Yes, and it is indeed a show of confidence. So we'll see what is confidence in. It also shows the community that Geisinger is serious. Senior Vice President at the Institute for Healthcare Improvement told Medscape Family News. The refund sends a very public signal about really putting patients at the center of care, she said. And that's an interesting concept. But again, in an industry, as I said, that harms 25% of all people who encounter it, kills 1%. And that 1% makes up 10% of the revenue, and the industry only has a 5% profit margin. You wonder, how can they afford to give a refund? And she notes, healthcare has borrowed from the business world before, adopting quality improvement methods from the auto industry, for instance. Although there are things we can learn from the for-profit business world. That's as interesting as in borrowing from the auto industry, which is making each and every service uniform and identical, which of course is not what patients want and is probably not appropriate. Good healthcare is not all about the money. It's about the health outcome, she said. Now notice, these refunds that have been given had nothing to do with health outcomes. So it's not about health outcomes. It's about something else. Let's see if we can't get to the bottom of this. Now, Starbucks remakes a latte on the spot. A physician cannot re-perform a surgery the same day, but staff, that means other non-physician personnel, can try to make up for mistakes immediately by handing out vouchers for transportation or meals, for instance. This is interesting, of course, because what use does a surgical patient have for transportation or meal vouchers? Or I guess they're suggesting that if the person has to keep coming back again and again and again because something is not working out, at least don't have them pay for parking, transportation, or meals. So Geisinger's chief patient experience officer is also a practicing internist at the health system. Patients also get their money back quickly after a complaint has been filed and evaluated. Proven experience was tested minimally by patients undergoing spinal surgery. That's actually a good test because spinal surgery, for the most part, is ineffective. If for any reason the surgery patients were not pleased, they could log on to an app specially built for the program. Once there, they'd log on complaint and select from a sliding scale of $1 to the amount of their copay, how much of the copay they wanted to have refunded. The request was processed in 3 to 5 business days. In other words, the refund is limited to the amount of their copay. The amount of their copay. Well, this is a little bit shocking now, isn't it? That means that basically, 20% of the revenue received by Geisinger is ever returned. They don't refund the amount to the insurance company, the 80%. They keep that. They only refund to the patient, the 20%. And this is actually outrageous. If you went to a store and paid for a loaf of bread and found it to be moldy and bought it back, and they said to you, we are giving you a full refund of 20%, how thrilled would you be? In November 2015, Dr. Feinberg announced that Proven Experience would be expanded to cover anyone and anything having to do with the Geisinger Center, which spans 30,000 employees, 12 hospitals, 2 research centers, and a health plan, that means insurance plan, that serves 510,000 members. The Geisinger system serves 3 million residents of Pennsylvania and southern New Jersey. Now, I just want to mention what, from a business point of view, what does a refund mean? If a business offers, or when a business offers a 100% money-back guarantee, it generally has the effect of increasing business anywhere from 50% to 200%. So you can do the math on that. If you double your business 200% and you end up refunding all of it, in this case, that would only amount to 40%, you still have 160% increase in revenue. And this is what Geisinger is getting for their efforts. So when you give a guarantee, you can expect an increase in the volume of business. But that increase in the volume of business, assuming the product is a good product, far outweighs the number of refunds that you might get. But Geisinger has weighted the refunds and gamed the system so that they only give back 20% of what they receive. So this means that even if they give back 100%, they will always get to keep 80%. So far the top complaints have been for the following: long waits, lack of communication, not being happy with the care, which means they wanted something else than what was administered, care environment, that was too noisy, food wasn't tasty and didn't come on time, and financial issues, including charges and copays. In other words, they believe they were charged for something they didn't receive. So patients almost never ask for a full refund, which is keeping costs low, said Dr. Feinberg. In other words, they almost never ask for their full copay back, which is shocking. It's not unusual to see a refund request of $150, he said. Geisinger verifies that the patient actually spent the money before issuing a refund. It appears on the patient's bill as a patient experience adjustment, says Dr. Feinberg. A touchy area for physicians. So, of course, what's the doctor got to do with any of this? Actually, not a lot. Not a lot. In many cases, patients complain about physicians by name. Most physicians will hear about it directly from Geisinger. That's not particularly new at the health system, since patients already rate their doctors by awarding them 1 to 5 stars, which are posted on the physician's bio page. The proven experience comments, positive or negative, are an additional added layer of feedback, Dr. Burke said. The comments can be made anonymously or the patient can identify themselves. Geisinger physicians have received training in how to deliver patient-centered service. And they've been given scripts, this is important, scripts, on how to introduce the idea that patients can ask for a refund. Now, obviously, this script is weighted towards trivial matters like inconvenience, long waits, lack of communication, and other things. So,
without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And so we're talking about what might be in this doctor's script as a doctor informs patients that they have a right to a refund. So apparently, patients are probably informed that this refund is not for the standard of care. It is not for cases when the doctor does everything right, but it turns out wrong. And it's not for when one of these expected or alerted complications may arise through no fault of anyone's. And so patients are actually listening to this and not saying, hey, you know what? I'm not happy. I'm worse off. Even though it said I might be worse off, I am worse off. I'm not happy with it. So patients are actually, just like properly trained multiple choice student who only picks from available choices, is apparently picking only from the available choices. So the physicians, though, are not thrilled about this because, of course, they have no input into deciding who gets a refund. And, of course, these refunds go on the doctor's record, naturally. And so the doctors say, but the whole process was not really vetted with Geisinger doctors before the rollout was announced, said Dr. Burke, who ended up presenting the refund program to a number of physician groups. Many of them got the basic premise of this being the right to do from an ethical standpoint, the right thing to do. Dr. Burke said, but physicians had numerous concerns, including whether the refund would turn medicine into a commodity. This is a real belly buster point of comedy, because medicine is already a commodity. When every doctor has to stick to the standard of care, then it becomes a commodity. The patient can't get more personalized or individualized care from one doctor than he gets from another, because each doctor has to stick to the standard of care. The patient can't get a second opinion. All he can get is an echo of the standard of care. So medicine is already a commodity. Giving a refund simply acknowledges that. Now, the most common worry was that patients would take advantage of physicians. Dr. Burke found that notion somewhat distasteful. So in other words, the problem, if we articulate this even more, is not so much that patients will take advantage of physicians, but it puts patients and physicians in an adversarial role. So if the patient asks for a refund, the doctor can't say, oh, sure, here, have a refund, without it being a black mark on the doctor's record. So if the doctor was self-employed, for example, the doctor could say to the patient, hey, here's a refund, your full money back. But here, the doctor has no control over who gets a refund or why refunds are granted or how much the refund is. So physicians ask patients to trust them. He said, it would be the height of hypocrisy to say back to patients that we don't trust you, said Dr. Burke. Now, wait. Of course doctors don't trust patients. In medical school, we were even told that patients were untrustworthy. We even had a euphemism for patients who were untrustworthy and liars, and we were told not to trust patients. And so what did we say? The patient is an unreliable historian. Yeah, and you could write that in a chart. The patient could read it. Of course, it was kind of code for a patient's a liar. But most patients or relatives who read the chart wouldn't pick up on that. And so we were actually told of ways to communicate that the patients are liars. And we were told that patients lie a lot, and we were told that we shouldn't trust them. So this is actually like embedded in the education of doctors, that you can't trust patients. And of course, patients should trust doctors. That's what patients are told, and of course, we doctors are trained that, of course, patients should trust us. But it's the doctor who has to rat the patient out if the patient hasn't got his vaccines. It's the doctor who rats the patient out if the patient has guns in the home. Or worse, he makes a note in the chart the patient doesn't have guns in the home. Can you imagine what a person buying these electronic medical records, what they're going to do when they get all these records? Oh, this one's got guns, this one doesn't, this one doesn't. Whose houses do you think are going to get robbed? So the doctor, of course, can't be trusted. When we come back, we'll learn up the ultimate way in which doctors cannot be trusted.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Dealing with Dr. Daniels. So the question is, can patients trust doctors? Well, of course not. And one way we know this is the 880,000 Americans every year that are killed, not by their disease, but by the medical care they receive. So physicians gather information from patients, and this information is most certainly used against the patients. And the 25% of patients who are harmed by recommendations of the doctor, and the 1% in the hospital anyway, that are actually killed. Now, remember, this is not murder because doctors are certified by the government and have special permission. So murder is only when you kill without permission. And so for Dr. Burke to say that it's distasteful for physicians not to trust patients, when physicians are actually trained not to trust patients. This is the whole foundation of medicine. If you can't trust the patients, why you do tests? You do tests to verify if what the patient's telling you is true. And so the patient is never trusted anyway. And so for Dr. Burke to suggest that physicians trust patients is pretty silly. Again, he says just the opposite, that it's the height of hypocrisy to say, to tell patients that you don't trust them. But all of medicine says that doctors don't trust patients. most tests are performed just because doctors don't trust patients. So if doctors trusted patients, all this 90% of testing just wouldn't be done. We just take the patient's word for it. And so since this refund program started, it's like we've turned the faucet on, said Dr. Burke, noting that Geisinger has had a flood of complaints. That means going back to the physicians, nurses, pharmacists, or maintenance staff, or greeters, or reception, discussing the complaint with them, and figuring out a way to do better. Now, notice they've had a flood of complaints, not refunds. In one recent instance, a family complained about a surgeon's poor communication skills. They said the surgeon was not available for follow-up, and they did not feel respected. Dr. Burke brought the family together with the surgeon. They spent an hour hashing things out. Later, Dr. Burke met with the surgeon's superior. So now we have layers of bureaucracy with these surgeons. To discuss his history with patients and ended up suggesting counseling for the surgeon. So this is the surgeon, this is a lot of time. Spent an hour chit-chatting, and now you have to go for counseling. Whereas in the old days, the patient doesn't like a doctor, he goes, sees a different doctor. And I can tell you, from my experience, there were doctors who were absolutely atrocious, I thought. But they had patients who liked them. And I thought that I was a pretty nice person. But there were people who didn't like me. And they would go see another doctor who had a firmer hand with them. So different people prefer different styles. And basically what we have here is a one-size-fits-all situation. And it's just not going to have very many patients having a choice. And his problem is not solved, right? Because his surgeon may be getting counseling, but he's still sitting in the same, he's still the square peg in the same round hole, and all these patients who don't like him are going to end up going to see him, which, by the way, is why I went into private practice, because I did not want to see any patients who didn't want to see me. I certainly didn't want any patients, you know, and vice versa. So, you know, I felt that the patient should not have to go see a doctor they didn't want to see. And I had worked at HMO during my residency, and a lot of people just don't want to see a black doctor, for example, or a lot of people don't want to see a young doctor. And I was, very, you know, in my 20s back then. And so I felt that those people who didn't want to see me for whatever reason, however trivial, really shouldn't have to, because after all, it's all about everybody having a pretty good day. And so the refund request can be mind-boggling, Dr. Burke said. He had a request for a refund for a service provided 22 years ago. One patient wanted a refund before a procedure was performed. In other words, the patient changed their mind. He said, I want my money back. I don't want the procedure. And another wanted money back because the doctor yawned during the visit. Oh, I should say so. The doctor's going to yawn during the visit. How alert could he be? And what could his reasoning processes be? Especially if it's a surgeon. What's he going to do in the operating room? Go to sleep? I mean, this might be the reasoning process on the part of the patient. This actually makes a lot of sense from a patient perspective. Now, this is emailed to doctors in their inbox, right? So the doctors are saying, wait a minute, I yawn all the time. I don't get very much sleep at all. But again, the patient doesn't want a sleepy doctor in the operating room. And so I say, that's the messy end of the guarantee, said Callahan. Of the Hastings Center, some patients are going to be cranky people no matter what you do for them, he said. And he cautioned, you can be sure, knowing human nature, that some people probably would try to take advantage of the refund offer. Now, I would definitely say if they've only had $100,000 in refunds, these are some pretty generous patients. The challenge is to determine which complaints are threats to health versus threats to someone's delicate psyche, said Callahan. Dr. Burke acknowledges the challenge. He said he works closely with Geisinger's patient advocates and risk management staff to determine which complaints can be addressed through a refund and which fall into the medical legal bucket. Now, you know, this has got to be obvious to some listeners here. We're getting some quite a few layers of bureaucracy here. We have Dr. Burke, who works with patient care advocates and risk management staff. So we have 1, 2, 3 layers at least between the doctor and the patient in terms of patient satisfaction. And we're going to talk about the layers in terms of billing. And so this seriously pads the healthcare expense and the healthcare medical costs, I would say double to triple what it might have been, say, 30 years ago when you had a doctor in an office and someone had a complaint. The doctor would just give him his money back, or at least the patient would go see another doctor, and that would be the end of it. But now we've got several layers of rather highly paid staff in here. But I digress. Opening a door to litigation? So Geisinger's chief sees the money-back guarantee program as an antidote, that means a remedy, to litigious patients. We're not admitting that we made a mistake, said Dr. Feinberg. All we're saying is we understand your perception and we apologize. Patients are appreciative and less likely to pursue the matter further, he said. In other words, less likely to sue legally. When the patient doesn't feel they were listened to, they go the litigation route, agreed Priscilla Keith, attorney for Community Health Network in Indianapolis. She said that when patients feel like they've been heard, it benefits all parties and it tends to increase satisfaction scores. Now, again, it benefits all parties. Who are these parties? Geisinger clinic, the doctor, the patient satisfaction advocate, the malpractice company. So there's all these people in here to be benefited. In other words, it's not a simple doctor-patient benefit. Taking the time to listen and responding quickly or positively builds a trust, Keith said. The more confidence and trust and the better experience the patient has with the provider and the organization, the less likely they are to sue. So just having a refund won't necessarily improve the quality of care or patient satisfaction, said Dr. Torres. Bingo. The key will be how they take this information from patients and use it to drive system change, to drive improvements that would be realized by any patient that comes along, she said. And Geisinger is doing just that, said Dr. Burke, measuring and tracking the complaints, feeding information back to staff, from housekeepers to nursing assistants, physicians to cafeteria workers, and working to truly have a more patient-centered system. Callahan said it will be interesting to see whether in a few years Geisinger's patients are more satisfied and whether the staff has changed its behavior or in a measurable way. For now, it's not clear whether the refund is an experiment or a long-term commitment, he said. Geisinger's administrators may not know themselves, said Callahan. So far, no one else has followed in their footsteps. But if Geisinger is able to demonstrate how they benefited, in other words, how they made more money, others may come along and adopt it, she said. Dr. Feinberg envisions only success. Maybe in a few years, everyone else will be doing it, and it's normal, he said. Okay, so this is an amazing program. And to call it a refund is nothing short of just plain shocking. Just plain shocking. So let's take a look here. Let's see what's really going on here. So we've established that we have an industry that does a fair amount of harm. And 35% of its income comes from harming patients. So 25% of people who go to the hospital are harmed, and 1% are killed. And the ones that are killed represent 10% of all hospital revenue. For the sake of simplicity, we'll say 25% that are harmed but manage to live represent 25% of revenue. So 35% of the revenue is at risk. And if they gave a full and complete refund on 35% of their revenue, then they would be out of business because the profit margin is only 5%. But if they gave a 20% refund on 35% of the revenue, that's 8%. And so if only a third of those patients realize that they've been harmed, then you see it's only 2% refund. You still maintain profitability. So 2% of those 5% points you might lose. But on the other hand, you might actually double overall revenue because more patients will come to your hospital because you're offering a refund. So only the deductible or copay is refunded. I mean, as if the patient did not pay all of the insurance premiums. In other words, nothing less than a full refund of the full price of the service is honest. Can you imagine? Like I said, the supermarket gave me 20% refund on a defective piece of food. Just because a patient paid in installments doesn't mean he's any less entitled to a full refund. And it's not a full refund. Don't call it that. A way to refund 20% and pretend you refunded the whole thing? Are patients really going to fall for this? Apparently so. I mean, if you can give a patient a sliding scale as to how much of his copay he wants back, and he asks for anything less than 100%, I always say that person is definitely in a serious trance. I'd be the first to tell you, giving a full and honest refund, like any other business does, would put an end to the repetitive, malicious harm that hospitals commit. However, a full and honest refund is clearly not what we have here. So we have to take a look and say, okay, first of all, what is a refund? We have Merriam-Webster's thing for this. So synonym for refund, there's a lot of them. Allowance, compensation, discount, kickback, payment, rebate, reimbursement, repayment, restitution. There we go, restitution. That's the definition I'm going to use, restitution. What is restitution? It's the restoration of something lost or stolen to its proper owner. So return, restoration, handing back, surrender. Okay, so recompense for injury or loss. All right, so let's take a look and see if we can't sort out what the true injury or loss is in a medical encounter. So let's take a sample encounter, imaginary encounter. We have premiums, family of four, $1,500 a month. I have a nephew who pays $1,500 a month, so I just took that number as reasonable. So we paid this $1,500 a month every month for 5 years, with the understanding that the beneficial medical care would be given when needed. So this person has paid $50,000 based on this promise. And let's just say, for the sake of discussion, this person has gallbladder surgery. And let's just say, for the simple example, there was no improvement in symptoms after surgery. When I was in medical practice, people who went for gallbladder surgery, only 50% had an improvement, and I do mean an improvement in their symptoms after surgery. 50% had absolutely no change. So let's just say this hypothetical patient is in the 50% category that had no change, no improvement. Excuse me. So this patient wants refund. Not happy. Let's just throw in, for sake of discussion, the patient also got a MRSA infection while in the hospital, antibiotic-resistant infection. All right. So average cost of gallbladder is as much as $43,000. We'll be generous. We'll say it's $16,000. So the person pays their premiums, and they pay the first $5,000 and 20% thereafter. So they pay $5,000, which is their deductible, and their copay is 20% of the remaining $11,000. That's $2,200. So $7,200 is the patient's out-of-pocket cost at the time of the service. But wait, the real out-of-pocket cost here is the $50,000 in premiums they paid over the past 5 years, plus the $7,200, a total of $57,200. So the patient's real out-of-pocket expenses here is $57,200. All right. I know what you're saying. A person is not entitled to return of their premiums. I'll concede that, but hear me out. So total amount received by the hospital is $16,000. My position is that by virtue of the fact that the person paid the premiums, he is entitled to the full refund. If your house burned down, the insurance company hands you a check for the damage. If any contractor repairing the house issues a refund, it is issued in full to you because you paid the premiums. And so this potential for a pretty messy business all the way around is, I'll tell you what it is, it's that the 25% of people being harmed will wake up and say, hey, I'm not playing multiple choice here. I'm going to ask for a refund just because I'm harmed. And I'm not going to ask for my deductible. I want the whole thing. And someone might actually go to court and say to Geisinger, hey, you're committing fraud here. You are not giving a true and complete refund. This is misrepresentation. There is the messy business. Think about that. And it's not going to cost us a lot of money, the Geisinger representative said. The money bank guarantee is a show of confidence. You bet it is. It's a show of confidence in the mathematics that I just explained to you. It's a show of confidence in the fact that they're keeping 80% and pretending to give him back 100%. There's a show of confidence. And he says it's not all about the money. We come back from break, we'll find out what it is about.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right. So, the question is, of course, is this really a refund? And if it's not all about the money, what is it about? Well, they say it's about the health outcomes. But none of the refunds were given based on health outcomes. So it's not about the health outcomes either. So what it's about is market share. And this is a time in the industry of great consolidation. you know, we have the insurance industry now, only three big players, Blue Cross Blue Shield, I believe Cigna and Aetna. It's only basically three companies that have 80 to 90% of all the business. And so we have similar consolidations going on in hospitals. And this consolidation is what it's all about. And it's this right now, it's all about Geisinger getting more market share. If it can get more market share in its integrated systems, then it can starve out the other, we'll use the word, providers. And the other thing that showed up in the doctor's email inbox is that hospitals are hiring doctors in very large numbers. In other words, more and more doctors are working for hospitals. They're simply not able to operate independently. That means these people who went to school for 4, 8, 11 years and even more after high school did so just to get the equivalent of a factory job with no security. Doctors don't even have unions. And why? It's because if you're a doctor sitting in an office and you have to have six levels of administration, that would be six employees, then that totally wipes out any availability of income at all. In my office, the only way I was able to make a good living was I had two employees and I had a computer doing all the rest of the work of the three people that other doctors had in their offices. So what's happening then is doctors are being pushed out of business and they have to go work for places like Geisinger, basically large places that can disperse these layers of administration over a large, large number of patients, or I should say patient encounters. And so what has happened is the doctors have become employees, but even more so, in order to financially handle this industry change, Geisinger has had to adopt some pretty aggressive marketing. And this piece of marketing is simply smoke and mirrors, bait and switch to show that a refund is being given when actually no refund is being given at all. And so in the patient's mind, oh yeah, they're getting back their copay. But what is it they're not getting back? Let's take a look at what the patients are not getting back. So, the patient is not getting back time he spent. He's not getting back the harm he experienced. He's not getting back his mutilation. He's not being restored to a full person as he was before the medical encounter. And finally, if the person died, they're not getting their life back. So this refund is totally deceptive. And they are pretending that the patient can be restored by returning his copay. And that's absolutely not the case.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.